Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, we come to you at this moment grateful for another opportunity to inspire, encourage, and promote your kingdom. Heavenly Father, bless those under the sound of my voice with ears to hear you and eyes to see your plans and purpose for their lives. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Team XYZ, you got to keep on moving. Oh, you guys already know who it is. I'm Pastor Suge, the voice of Generation XYZ, aka Pastor Suge, on a mission to encourage, inspire, and glorify. Amen. So today on Wartime Wednesday, we're talking about how important it is to spend time with God. So let's start off by just getting a solid foundation of what we call spending time with God. Meditation. Today we're talking about the importance of meditation and how important it is that we spend time with God as his sons, as his daughters, as his kings, queens, and kingdom ambassadors. Amen. So today I'll be coming from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Remember, Team XYZ, follow along with me so you guys can teach this, preach this thing too. Amen. So that you can have your own revelation, not just mine. So Joshua 1 and 18, it reads, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." I'm going to read it again. "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." So understand, XYZ, the book of the law is your Bible. What it means by always on your lips is keep it close to you. Keep it near you. When it says meditate on it day and night, that means spend time with the Lord thinking about what it's saying, what it's telling you, what it's revealing to you. And then it says so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Come on now, y'all. That's holding these kingdom principles close to our heart. Keeping our principles, keeping our morals, keeping ourselves in line. And like it said, then we can be prosperous and successful. Not even we can. It says you will. It gave us an affirmation that you will be prosperous and successful. Amen. So glory be to God, Generation XYZ. Let's break it down. My apostle said, Johnny Young, shout out Heavenly Hope, Prairieville, Louisiana. I will be back soon. My apostle said, you activate whatever you meditate on. That's good. Spending time with God, also known as meditation, is sitting, thinking about, listening to, remembering, and pondering the words of God. And doing that with an open and receptive heart and consciousness. So an open heart and a receptive soul. You got to be able to let this thing marinate. Y'all know how we marinate meat before we cook it, before we grill it, before we really get to the business. We marinate it. You got to marinate. You got to let this word of God marinate on your heart. You got to let the words God is telling you, the things that he's doing in your life, the things he's revealing to you, marinate on your heart. Then it'll begin to soften. And like I said, having a receptive soul. What do I mean by that? So your soul is tied to your consciousness. You have to have an open mind when you meditate. You have to clear all distractions. You have to clear circumstances and situations. You have to put aside your thoughts, your ways, your nature for this to really come into activation. And then XYZ, you must trust the Holy Spirit to speak to you. You got to trust. That's faith. Trusting the Holy Spirit to speak to and through you. Before Jesus appointed the 12 apostles who would be his disciples, Luke chapter 6 talks about one of those days Jesus went on the mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. It actually talked about how he spent all night praying to God and without ceasing, heavy prayer. And let me make this into a testimony real quick. Whenever you spend time with God, he's going to show up. Whenever you try to spend time with God, he's going to tell you exactly what you're asking. Whenever you decide to go away, unplug yourself from the phone, people, thoughts, work, school, whenever you unplug yourself from the world, God is going to step in to your spirit, to your soul, to your heart. In XYZ, I want us to really take and make a difference between secular meditation compared to biblical and spiritual meditation. And what I mean by secular meditation is things like yoga, where you're focusing on strengthening your body, balancing, maybe even stretching, compared to biblical meditation, where it's inner work. This is not for your body. It's not for the world to see. It's for your consciousness. It's for your heart. It's for your soul. And it's for your spirit. And biblical meditation is directly designed for you to be worked on and hear from God quickly. You activate whatever you meditate on. Psalms 119 and 15 tells us, I meditate on your ways. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I meditate on your precepts, meaning principles, and consider your ways. That is what we're supposed to be doing, XYZ. A lot of us are here on this journey in the midst of growing, subduing, learning, developing, and we got to take the time to spend. We have to make time to spend with God, and we have to take meditation and that time with God seriously. We talk about prayer. We talk about praise. We talk about preaching. We talk about all of these different tools and resources that we have access to in the kingdom of God. But that's us speaking to him. If we never calm down, settle down, come down enough for him to speak back to us, what are we receiving? We're just being filled up. We're just releasing onto him. We're just filling ourselves up with a bunch of worldly stuff. And then we're releasing the worldly stuff back onto him. And he can't even fill us back up with things of his nature because we won't settle down to listen. Verse 148 in Psalms 119 says, my eyes stay open through the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promises. If you meditate on these promises, the Lord will give you vision. The kingdom will guide you. You won't even have to worry, fret, stress. It won't be none of that. Through meditation. Because he's going to give you peace about any situation. He'll open your eyes in the midst of darkness. Even at night, you'll still be able to see because you'll already know what's coming because you've meditated on these precepts and ways in the spirit. And understand, secular meditation will leave you feeling good. You will feel like you just got done doing something. It might even make you feel like you done looked up and found a resolution. But Team XYZ, we're looking for sustainability. We're looking to be made whole again, fulfilled. Not just stretch, not just balance. And understand it takes time. I was speaking with a young king the other day and he said, I try to meditate. I try to sit with God. I try to sit with my thoughts and it is hard. And I said, well, how long do you do it for? He said, a minute, 2 minutes. I said, well, great. Hey, God is pleased. Next time, set a goal for 5. After you beat 5, go to 7. After you go to 7, go to 10. XYZ. Piece by piece. Minute by minute. Moment by moment. And we can take a moment, maybe even a minute, to clear our mind every day. In the midst of all of this chaos, in the midst of wars, in the midst of ups, in the midst of trials, in the midst of downs, in the midst of lows, you can set a time. 5, 2, 3, 10, an hour. You can set time aside to see through the darkness, to see through the night, to obtain your vision, to understand the promises that are offered to the kingdom of God and its ambassadors. And see, when you're on this side of the kingdom, you're promised everlasting life. You're promised everlasting tools, resources, and fixes to all of your problems. And you could go find maybe a calmer, easier way to do this. But it ain't nothing like the kingdom, baby. And God doesn't bless to our disposition. He blesses us for our position. So meditation is important. Spending time with God is important simply because as kings and queens, we must remember the promises. We must refocus on purpose. We must maintain our posture as sons and daughters of God, as kings and queens of the kingdom, as kingdom ambassadors. And today, I would be remiss if I let you go. I'd be wrong if I let you go. Because all you need to really rekindle and reconcile and reignite that relationship, all you need to start activating meditation, I just need you to repeat after me. Say, Father, thank you for creating me in your image. As I walk, I may stumble. And for that, I ask for forgiveness. But now I return to the true purpose, for you to use me to glorify your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Team XYZ, Generation XYZ, kings, queens, ambassadors, if you just repeated after me, oh, you just got promised some things. You just accessed a relationship with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. So go forth. Be blessed. I'll see you soon.